Welcome, critters and creeps, to another episode of Cadavercast. I'm Al Burnham.
And I'm Cadaver Dad Jeff Burnham.
And we're coming to you from the Frankenstein's Monkey Farm. After a while.
Quite a while. A few months. I don't even remember. December?
I think so. I don't know.
It's been a while. And as I had mentioned on the show, I'm doing a lot of writing, a lot of horror movie writing.
a ton of writing
to the point where I have this year finished up work on two new scripts.
Yeah.
And then another script I got a new draft of ready for somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's been hectic on top of teaching and everything. So that's where I've been. Al's been
doing a lot of clubs. I've been doing like D&D newspaper club. I've been doing like coding and like Steam. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. Like robotics.
Yeah. Steam and robotics.
Yeah. Al's been very busy. Martial arts.
Yes. Especially martial arts.
Today's a big day because you're going up for a new belt.
Yeah. A third belt.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we've been up to, so...
Yeah, and as a result, no recording has happened, obviously. We've had a couple movies that we wanted to talk about, but just one reason or another, especially sickness. Oh my goodness,
oh my gosh,
we got really sick. Also, our roommate moved out, so our roommate Ken's gone, so like that also happened during all of that. Yeah. So, utter chaos around here, but we're back!
Yeah.
And we've got big plans also for next year, too. We'll talk about that at the end of the show today. We hope next year we can do it. It's kind of a big crazy plan that we came up with yesterday.
Yes.
That we thought would be really cool. But yeah. Okay. So, Al, we're here to talk about a new movie.
Yep. It's Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. A New Empire.
I thought it was The New Empire. Hold on. I'm looking this up.
I'm pretty sure
The New Empire. No, it's The New Empire.
The New Empire. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, totally thrown off.
It just sounded more grammatically correct in my head.
Well, this is the fifth MonsterVerse movie.
Yes.
Right? And one thing I want to point out, too, is that if you missed it, you can catch us talking about Godzilla over on Horror 101 with Dr. AC.
Yes.
We were on the episode talking about Final Wars and Ghidorah and Space Godzilla and Mecha Godzilla.
And like Biollante.
Oh, yeah. There
and
we
like
go.
Godzilla.
Yeah, we had a good time over there. So
it
check that
amazing.
Out. That's on YouTube. That's a video. And also, we have plans to join Dr. AC for at least one or two more this year. So subscribe to Aaron's channel there. Aaron Christensen's a friend of ours for, going back years and years I've known Aaron. It's crazy. But this was actually your first time kind of getting to know Aaron, really. Like, you'd met him before, but...
Yeah. By the way, at the before we do grave digging, I will give my definitive top five Godzilla movies.
Ooh,
in
yes.
my opinion.
Yeah. So, we'll talk a little bit about Godzilla Kong, New Empire. We will do so relatively spoiler-free. The problem is it's kind of a really, really simple movie. So, once we explain the setup, that's kind of all there is to it. But... that's not a bad thing.
No.
I mean,
it's a very good movie.
It's kind of like when we talk about any old Godzilla movies, you know, it's like, well, you know, there's some stuff happens and then the monsters fight.
Yeah.
That's kind of it here. I mean, they're doing a little bit more, obviously, but
there's a lot more.
Where do we start with Godzilla Kong the New Empire? And what do you want to say about it in general? Again, we will try to go spoiler-free, and we will bleep out spoilers if we accidentally slip.
A lot of monsters. A lot of them.
Uh-huh.
There's some monsters that look like our other monsters. There's one monster that looks like Mira, or whatever it was called. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. The Tiamat.
Tiamat. And again, it just gets destroyed immediately.
Oh, yeah. And Tiamat's... So we do run into a few other monsters. There are a couple kind of Godzilla fights along the way throughout, because it's kind of, we follow Godzilla and Kong separately. There's some kind of big,
there's like three stories going on here. We've got like Kong, Godzilla, and then our humans
and then the people.
It like cuts between those three,
and most of the people are people we know from previous movies, so there's at least some continuity there. So, you know, kind of the same thing that I felt about Godzilla King of the Monsters, I would say, which is one that people complain about a lot.
I like it. And
I like it, too, but one of the things people complain about is they don't like the human story. They don't care about the human story. I don't know that I care in Godzilla King of the Monsters either.
I don't know that I cared here much.
And they try. Yeah. You know.
The only thing I really care about in the human story is the little egg part. The spiders in Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, wait, what's spiders? We didn't have any spiders in this one.
But Godzilla King of the Monsters, that's the only time I actually like the human story. But yeah, let's talk about Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
Yeah, well, what I was saying is then the human story here is ultimately one that it's fine. It does exactly what it needs to do. It gets all the players in place. It's enough people hanging around to explain what Godzilla and Kong are up to. So one of the things I wanted to point out to you is that the guy who plays Trapper, right?
Oh, yeah.
Trapper is a new character in the series here, one who is fine. I don't know what to say about him otherwise. He's kind of a comic relief character, the sort who, I don't know, you just end up with them in a lot of Hollywood movies where it's like, he's the guy who doesn't believe in technology, and he's like the hippie who cares about nature and stuff, and he listens to like Kiss music or whatever. And it feels like he's sort of, I don't know, a safe secondary character kind of inclusion, just because he's sort of wacky in a very specific way. And I'm not saying that is a bad thing, because Dan Stevens in the part is really, really fun.
Yeah.
He's a really good, like, iteration of that type of character. I just wish they'd done more with him, because Dan Stevens is fantastic. But Dan Stevens, Al, you haven't seen the movie, but you know of The Guest.
Yes.
He is The Guest. And the movie is also made by the director of The Guest, Adam Wingard. He made The Guest. He made Your Next. The 2016 Blair Witch. He did an adaptation of Death Note that I never watched, but I hear I shouldn't watch. But is also Godzilla Kong New Empire is also co-written by Simon Barrett, who wrote Your Next and who wrote The Guest. And who,
interesting.
Right, yeah. So it's like the whole The Guest gang is back. And if anybody hasn't seen Wingard and Barrett's The Guest, high recommendation here. Big fan of that one. The only other thing to mention, I guess, about the humans, you know, I guess two other things. We got the little girl.
The little girl, yeah.
And do you remember where she appeared? Where she first? Well, no, you wouldn't, because you don't remember.
Skull Island.
Skull Island. Yeah, you don't remember Skull Island at all.
I don't.
We probably did an episode on it, and
maybe.
But Al's like, yeah, I've never seen that one, and I was like, wait, no, you totally did. We went to see it opening day. So, she was the little girl from that.
Yeah, they explained that.
Yeah, and she gets involved in everything. She's still there with Rebecca Hall's character is back. And then there's the, like, blogger guy.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite human characters. I kind of like it.
Yeah, he's funny. But I don't know what he does. Like, I don't know what he's contributing to the story. That's my problem, is I don't... What does he do? Because they talk about him saving the movie... Or saving the movie. They talk about him saving the world in the movie. Like, in the previous one. And I'm sure he did. I don't remember what he did.
Yeah, I think I remember him.
There was a lot more with signals and stuff in the previous ones. You know? Like, so, he's obviously there because of, like, radio signals or whatever. But I don't know what he does in this one. So the human stuff, I feel, is exactly the same as any of the other kind of newer ones. But it may be more palatable to people, I think. Simply because, I don't know, they maybe do more with the characters. The pathos that they develop is a little bit stronger, I think, than we had in previous ones. So... And I'm saying this also because it seemed to have a bigger effect on the audience when we were with the audience in the theater.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the emotional stuff. The characters, the human characters were getting more laughs, you know, getting more cheers and excitement along the way.
Yeah.
But especially because Dan Stevens' Trapper is really, really fun. But Millie Bobby Brown is gone. She's not here this time around. She was, she's 11 in Stranger Things, and she was in... You may remember a couple of these.
Yes.
Do you remember this? You give me a look like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know. She was in King of the Monsters. That's what I remember.
Okay, okay. Good, good, good. Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that.
Oh, okay. I mean, you remember that one pretty decently.
Oh, yeah. I love King of the Monsters. It's really good.
So, I guess that's kind of the what's going on with the people. But I guess, like, the monster story is very, very simple because Godzilla and Kong are separated. Kong is in Hollow Earth. Godzilla's on Earth's surface.
Fighting Crabthulu.
Right, yeah. I don't remember what the heck the name of that thing was or if it even had a name.
I call him Crabthulu because he looks like a Cthulhu crab.
Yeah, I'm looking it up to see if that thing had a name. Scylla? Scylla?
Let me see. That looks like Scylla.
Yeah.
Or Scylla.
S-C-Y-L-L-A.
Scylla. Scylla. I don't know.
Squid-like spider titan. And a lot like of these crab. Are ones that we would have seen in, especially like Tiamat was in, I don't remember which one it was, but there's like the maps and like drawings and lists of all the monsters in the MonsterVerse within the MonsterVerse movies. And Tiamat was definitely teased somewhere else, though I don't remember where.
In Kong's story, because he's like searching for other like big monkeys, he hears a thing, and he's like, is that another thing? But it's just a giant frog.
He hears like a roar.
Yeah, and it's like a frog that does like a big one of the...
Yeah, the deflating.
Yeah, but it's like so big that it's like three times bigger than the actual frog. It sounds like a roar.
Yeah, it makes like a Kong roar. Yeah, so Kong is hanging around trying to find other Kongs, basically, in Hollow Earth, but having no luck and being chased around by like wolves and stuff like that. Yeah. And so we meet Kong again underground.
Yes. Yeah, Kong has like a bunch of traps. So there's like a
bunch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of Ramboed up his whole area. Yeah. Like there's a kind of a like a Home Alone, Home Invasion style thing going on for Kong, which is kind of cool.
It's neat. So yeah, there's like a pack of weird wolf things.
Mm-hmm.
That he kills and then eats them and then like finds out his tooth is like infected.
Yeah, he's got like a bad tooth. So that's kind of what brings all the characters back together initially is Kong's got this kind of rotten tooth going on and then
comes above ground.
Yeah, so he comes back out of Hollow Earth, which of course is threatening to instigate a another battle with
another Godzilla versus Kong movie.
Because basically, any time a Titan appears, Godzilla is like going directly after it.
Oh right, I forgot about the Godzilla story where he just turned the Colosseum is his bed.
Right, just takes up home in the Colosseum. Yeah, that's pretty
funny. The Roman Colosseum. Basically, he turns it into like a cat bed. Yeah, it's just really curls funny. Up like a cat. It's funny. Yeah, I kind of like that.
The interesting thing to me about kind of the difference between Godzilla and Kong in this is we do have Kong doing the very trap-like, almost human fighting. Kong is far more human-like.
Yeah, I noticed that he's a lot of human-like.
Because, I mean, of course, he communicates with the little girl. You know, they still have that ability to communicate. Yeah,
and he can do sign language, I think, or whatever that language is. I think it's sign
language. Yeah, some kind of sign language with it. Yeah,
like, he knows sign language, which is, like, whatever their language is, which is weird. Like, okay,
yeah, we learn more about her, too. There's more stuff. No, I mean, we're not going to spoil any of that stuff.
It's just...
But we do learn more about that. But what's interesting is he has that connection to the humans, so he's made kind of more human-like, and his approach to battles is very human-like, you know? And when he gets like a robot arm, that's not a spoiler. That's on all the posters and the trailers
and
stuff.
Yes, it is.
It's like his big mecha arm attachment thing. He's like, yeah, he's like ready to go.
Yeah, he just
he's
goes,
not like an animal.
Like,
he's
pumps
just like,
his arm up.
Yeah, he understands it in a way.
Yeah, whereas
Godzilla, though, really quickly, what I'm trying to get at is by contrast, Godzilla's approach to the battles is very straightforward. It's go in, get as much energy as possible, release as much energy as possible to end the fight as quickly as I can.
Because he gets, like, supercharged. He, like, eats nuclear energy and then absorbs energy from the sun or whatever it is. Like, solar... It's like, Tiamat's domain has, like, solar energy stored in it, and Godzilla just eats it all or whatever.
Yeah, it's all the whole thing.
And then he eats nuclear power and becomes like Shin Godzilla. He becomes pink.
Right.
He becomes pink, and I just said it. He's like becomes Shin Godzilla because Shin Godzilla's pink and has like lasers. So yeah. Does he. So yeah. Shin Godzilla's fatter.
well, and there, and also is a funny looking chicken monster. At the beginning. But again, like the Godzilla being, you know, whatever, pink and supercharged and stuff. If you've seen any trailers or anything like that, again, that's not spoilers. That is just what the movie is about. But the thing is, most of the movie is just kind of that. And this isn't in a bad way. There's just so much monster fighting in the movie that there's almost no story.
Uh-huh.
It's just schlocky monster fighting.
Kong's story, I think, is my favorite because he fights like other monkeys, I guess.
Right, he does find other Kongs.
Yeah, he finds like other monkeys, and then there's like a tiny, Kong, I guess. Mini Kong.
One character calls him Mini Kong.
They never say his name, do they?
His name's Zuko, if I remember correctly.
Zuko? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of other like ape action in this, and it takes on a very interesting, new, weird quality for Kong and like the whole, I don't know, presentation of Kong, since we've never really seen Kong with other Kong-type apes in this way, you know? So it's weird, because, I don't know, it'd be like seeing a whole pack of Godzillas or something. It's just a strange thing to do. And this storyline, though, with the apes, gives us our big ape bad guy.
Yeah. Scar King, I'm pretty sure, was his name.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, he's like, and a lot of the apes have, like, red paint on them. Or is it blood? I'm not sure. Never really explained it.
Well, it's like they're marking, right? Like, the ones who are, like, Scar's soldier apes, basically, have kind of, like, a red, like, a palm print on their face or something like that.
And then Scar King's just, like, fully red. He's just red.
Yeah, he's kind of, I don't know, man. Like, more almost orangutan-like. Almost, you know, like, but not built like it, really sort of monkey-like, very long arms, you know, but like thin.
Mm-hmm. And then one of my, I think kind of like this, so like, basically Kong gets like a new tooth, right? Because like the humans help him. So then when Scar sees that, he laughs at him.
Right.
Yeah, and like all of them start laughing. It's like,
yeah, because where's your tooth? Like, yeah, and that's an interesting part of the movie, actually, that I like, is the monsters have interactions, and we understand every bit of it. It reminded me a lot of Ghidorah, where Mothra's trying to convince Rodan and Godzilla to stop fighting.
Yeah, and they're just playing like children.
Yeah, and it's kind of like that, and it even has, you know... I wonder if it is inspired by that, the way that they handle it, because it really does feel
like that. It feels a lot,
So that develops over the course of the movie in some interesting ways. And, yeah, I don't know how much more we can really say without spoiling things. I mean, not that there's a ton to spoil, but again, it is just mostly monster fighting, right? Like, I mean...
Yeah, and that's kind of the entire movie, basically. The entire part that's like... the most interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
We basically explain the whole human as much as we can.
Right. And I mean, they're kind of the gist of the story, like the way these pieces fit together is there's this signal coming from Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
Where Godzilla is being drawn to while Kong is facing off against the evils of Hollow Earth. And Scar's kind of like... and this is kind of weird to me because Scar is very Lion King Scar-like.
Yeah.
and then he has kind of the same kind of layer and stuff. It struck me as really weird because I like Scar. I think Scar is fun in what they do with Scar, especially like fighting-wise and stuff. I think it's really fun. But there is also a bit of overlap with a lot of other villain characters that is weird to me. So yeah, it's not like a perfect movie by any means, but if you're looking for Kong and Godzilla and all these monsters to just be fighting, that's what you get.
Yep. So yeah, that's kind of all I was gonna talk about.
You don't have anything else to say?
Nope.
Okay, okay.
No.
I mean, one thing we didn't talk about, I guess, that would be worth mentioning is that Shimo's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah, Shimo.
Shimo's kind of a late introduction into the movie, yeah. So it may constitute somewhat of a spoiler, but I'm assuming that Shimo's in the advertising for the movie somewhere.
If it's not, So Shimo is like, it's kind of, it's weird to explain. So Shimo, as loosely as I can explain it, if Godzilla and a dog were together, like...
If you fused them?
Yeah, if you fused Godzilla, a dog, and like an... In, like, ice, that's what it looks like. That's my best explanation.
Yeah.
It has, like, a very specific look, like, that's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's, like, an ice monster. So, like, breathes ice, and, like, it gives Kong frostbite, so he has to wear an arm thing.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of blew through all that really, really quickly. But, indeed, Shimo is a monster that is ice-based. Has kind of an, I don't know, like almost an Anguirus thing
going for it.
Which at a glance, Shimo, she kind of looks like Anguirus. Like at a glance, like a new, if somebody went, oh, this is the new version of Anguirus, you go, oh, weird, but okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so, you know, just kind of generally spiky and on four legs, which I guess is closer to Anguirus than freaking Godzilla, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Shimo's there, and then the other big new addition would then just be Suko.
Yeah, Suko is...
The mini Kong.
Yeah, which like becomes like Godzilla's son, I guess?
Godzilla?
I mean, Kong.
Right.
So you stuck with Godzilla. But yeah, Kong. Becomes like Kong's son, I guess.
Yeah, kind of like a little sidekick sort of character. It's fun.
I like Suko.
Yeah, the Suko stuff went over really, really well with the audience.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Especially the kids. Like, kids are going to love Suko.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Suko's amazing. Mini Kong.
Yeah, absolutely. Super fun stuff there. Man, yeah, overall, I had just tons of fun with this one, you know? And I wouldn't say it's necessarily among the greatest Godzilla movies ever made, nor would I say it's even near the bottom of the heap, because it gives you exactly what you want, you know? And this is one thing that we've talked about on the show before, which is you watch a Godzilla movie, you expect some human story to be going on, and then around that human story, monsters. And so as long as you get plenty of monsters and monsters fighting, then everyone, like, well, everyone, I'm happy.
Yeah. So, final thoughts of the movie. I think it's a very good addition to the series.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't watched the previous ones, you should. I kind of did.
Well, Al did miss about half of the first Godzilla Kong movie in the MonsterVerse.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, Al was having a night and just was like, I don't want to watch it that night. But we'd planned a big family night with, like, Ken. We had, like, dinner and stuff. So we're like, well, we're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
But Al came and joined us eventually and watched most of it. So,
yeah.
You know, no big deal there.
Watch, like, the monster part.
Yeah, Al watched the big monster fight stuff at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Kong also still has his big old axe in this one, which is cool.
Yeah.
You get a new weapon with Scar, like a chain whip kind of a thing. It's neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, nothing more to really say about it without spoiling stuff. But I don't know how much of a spoiler it would be, because the spoiler is just monsters fight, I suppose.
Yeah.
And you all know that, and if you like Godzilla movies at all, you are going to know whether this is one you're going to like or not. You know, if you need a more serious Godzilla, this isn't it. This is definitely more in line with the first Godzilla Kong with, like, I don't know. For me, King of the Monsters, it has some of that. Yeah. But we really liked King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters is great. King of the Monsters is great, yeah.
Cool. So we don't want to say anything more without... Because I think we can't talk too much more without spoiling things.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you watch a trailer, you're going to get probably all the story you need. But here you are with a recommendation from us. Go check out Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Yeah. So... Now I'm going to give my definitive top 5 Godzilla movies, according to me.
Right, yeah. So starting at number 5, these are, again, just Al's opinion, top 5.
Yeah. You have Godzilla vs. Ghidorah. It's a great movie. Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Okay, so you know, the Monsterverse King of the Monsters. Yeah. Right.
Final Wars.
Number three, Final Wars. You should say the numbers.
Yeah. Number three, Final Wars. Number two, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Number one is Shin Godzilla. It's my favorite movie. Yeah, it's my favorite Godzilla movie.
Is it your favorite movie,
or just favorite Godzilla? No, Godzilla movie.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
I don't know. I just don't know.
All right.
I really don't know.
That's you were quick to go, no, that's not my favorite movie. So I just
I accidentally said it wrong, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's my favorite Godzilla movie. I like Shin Godzilla a lot.
Which would put it pretty darn near the top of the heap of your favorite movies.
Yeah, top five probably.
Yeah, probably, easily. Yeah. If I had to, just knowing you and your sensibilities, that does place it really, really high in the running. And as for, because I know people will ask, no, we didn't actually get to see Godzilla Minus One. That came out during the nightmare that was me working on three scripts simultaneously while teaching three classes and having our roommate move out time. So, holy cow. As much as we tried, we just couldn't. Man.
No, like, we just couldn't. Sorry.
Yeah. And I think there was one night I remember we had it actually all planned out. And then I think we ended up doing stuff with Ken to help Ken get moved out and things. So I think, literally, that is what was happening. So just, we couldn't get out to see it. So we'll talk about that when we do get a chance to finally see it. But obviously, you can't see it right now because of the Godzilla Minus One cannot be in theaters while Godzilla Kong New Empire is in theaters.
Why?
Well, that's the agreement that they made so that there wouldn't be any competing business between the two Kong movies. So with that, we can get into some grave digging.
So grave digging.
Yeah, we're here to talk about just some stuff that we've watched since you last heard from us. So it's been a while since we have been talking to you. So we've watched a lot of stuff, obviously. So we could be grave digging for hours. But we picked out a couple things to talk about. First of all, we're recording this on April 1st. April Fool's Day.
Yeah. So we watched April Fool's Day.
Right.
So, it's probably one of the most intense movies I've watched. Probably not the most. I don't really know. But, yeah, it's a good movie.
And we'll probably talk about it more in the future. But this was 1986's April Fool's Day. You know, Al's watching a few more advanced kind of horror movies, and definitely we would have talked about it if we'd have been able to get a recording in before the first, but
we couldn't, sorry.
Yeah, it just didn't happen for a number of reasons, but one thing to talk about is that we then had the idea that next year, since Al's going to be 13, it would be really fun. Since the teenage years for us horror fans tend to be mostly about, you know, finding things, whatever. In my day, it was finding Jason movies and stuff, you know, and tracking those down and watching those. And being a teen was watching that kind of stuff, slasher movies and things like that. So we thought that it would be cool when Al turns 13 if we try to do, and again, we don't know if we'll be able to do a full year's slate of episodes, but we would love, while Al's 13, to just make it sort of a year of slashers for Al. So if we can get back into the swing of things, if my schedule can chill, if Al's schedule can chill a little bit, we could see ourselves putting out just a year of slasher reviews, you know? So fingers crossed that something actually happens, you know, with my movies or teaching or something so that we can, I don't know, save me some time somewhere and have more time to do this. So then, I'll also throw out there that we picked up the Shout Factory, and this is, I believe, a website-exclusive release, their classic tokusatsu Blu-ray collection. We picked up a copy of that, which has Watari the Ninja Boy, it has the Golden Bat, or Golden Ninja, whatever they call it.
I think they call it the Golden Ninja.
Yeah, but it's the Golden Bat, that's what he's called. It's an amazing set, highly, highly recommend. If you like the stuff that we talk about on this show, by and large, especially Godzilla-y stuff, check this one out.
It's insane.
There's so much good stuff.
Absolute insanity, too.
Yeah, there's some really mad, mad movies in there.
Yeah.
So, highly recommend Shout Factory's classic tokusatsu collection. Pick that up. Maybe they will release many, many more for us if you do. And then... But that accounted for a lot of what we watched over the last sort of month or two. And I've been watching a lot of Gialli. I finished up all of the Forgotten Gialli sets, which I guess I would... which they're Vinegar Syndrome Blu-ray sets. And I guess if I had thought about it, I would have looked up which one I liked the most. But I don't know which one I liked the most. I remember glancing through them the other day. The ones that stuck out were the ones on the first set. I remember liking the first set. But honestly, the first few sets had a pretty decent array. People really like the one, the set with Arabella Black Angel on it, which I'm fine with that set, except for the fact that it has The Killer Is Still Among Us on it, which is just a nightmare. But I think that's it for grave digging, at least for now, until the next time you hear from us.
Yeah.
And you will hopefully be hearing from us pretty soon, because Al discovered a new movie that they are a big fan of and want to talk about on the show.
I'm excited.
So we will be back. We'll probably rewatch it before we do the show.
I remember it pretty well.
I'm sure you do. But maybe we'll rewatch it. Al, do you want to tell everybody what our next episode is
going
to be about?
Our next episode is going to be the original Mario movie, Trust the Fungus.
Well, it's not called Trust the Fungus.
It's the Mario movie, basically.
Super Mario Bros. 1993.
Yeah.
The Trust the Fungus is the...
Edition.
Like, edition. Like, yeah, sure. That big Blu-ray 4K set from Umbrella Entertainment, which is bananas.
It's crazy.
What a crazy set. So, yeah, Al's discovered now Super Mario Bros. 1993, so we will be looking at that on a future episode. Hopefully our next episode, hopefully really, really soon. We were going to try to get that out also before this, but we knew New Empire was one that we were going to tackle.
Yeah.
Like, that was just a given. So, hopefully you hear from us soon, talking about Super Mario Bros. The next time. But until then, Al, you want to get us signed out and do the whole plugs and all that business?
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook at the Cadavercast Critters and Creeps Club. Join the club. You can find us on Twitter at Cadaver_cast. You can find us on Instagram at cadavercast, one word. You can email us at cadavercast@gmail.com. You can find our merch at teespring.com/cadavercast.
And that's it. That's it for now. And also Twitter, obviously, X, whatever the heck. I'm not on there too much. I apologize. Well, we haven't really been doing too much social media, full stop, simply because of my schedule. So, you know. Apologies there, but here we are, hopefully getting some horror movies put together. But Alistair, with that, let's say thank you to the Critters and Creeps. Yep. Thank you for being patient with us and also coming back to the show with us, not abandoning us if we move along, you know, and we're doing kind of other things and things get a little bit busy. We appreciate you listening again, you know, when we do have the time to put these out. So, Al, with that, why don't you get everyone moved along with their lives by signing us out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Cadavercast. I'm Al Burnham.
And I'm Cadaver Dad Jeff Burnham. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks. We love you.